usually they
Blog Talk Radio.
Usually she has like a scannier frame, so now where she starts working with that. Hello, hello, hello. I know you hear noise in the background, but don't worry. That's my family. And you know what? God is so good. I'm going to see if I can see this particular thing on the air because I would love to let Minister Sheila pray if she's available. But if she's not, you know, I don't mind. Or we'll see if Minister Sylvia is on the air. We have so many people that are available for prayer, but we'll see if they're available on the air today. So let's see. I think I see Minister Sheila. So Minister Sheila, if you could go ahead and pray for us, I would greatly appreciate it. Your line is open, Minister Sheila.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. And I'm going to say excuse my background noise. Yet God has blessed me to make another day at work and to be blessed with a boss that allows me to have and join into the service while I am working. But God, I give honor to you who are the best father, the best one, the best way of life, the best way to learn and to have the ability to live and to enjoy and to worship and to praise your name. God, I thank you for waking us up this morning, blessing us with this day to lead us and to show us the way of life, for blessing us with another holiday weekend, because through you, we know we are here and we are blessed. I ask you to bless us and take us through this weekend safely and to let us enjoy our families, our friends, or those that might be at work or traveling or wherever they might be. Lord, I thank you and I ask you to keep us safe and to bless us and to help us through this predicament, this evilness, this virus, these hateful crimes, these evil people that are trying to break our faith and our hope and our love through you, through this corrupt life that they are trying to put on upon us. Lord, I give honor to you and bless you with Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Brandon, Pastor Troy Thomas, Dr. Serena Wright, Minister Margot McCoy, Missionary Evangelist Tony Montgomery, Linda Handy, and to all your children and your leaders of God to worship and to praise us. And thank you for my sisters, my brothers, my daughters, my sons, my nieces, nephews, cousins, grandkids, and for all my bloodline family and also my spiritual family. But, Lord, I just thank you, because if it wasn't for you, none of us would be here today to praise and to worship life. Thank you to bless this government that we are under, that they are for all the people, not only the people, to bless us and to bring us together as one, as we need to be and we should be, and to bless the law enforcement to treat all people as one, no matter what your color is, your sex, your religion, of what we are all here as one. We are all God's sons and daughters. And Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you, and yeah, I cannot thank you enough. And I appreciate it, and I thank you, because you know I am here, we are here, through the blessings, the love, and the grace of you. I just want to thank you, and thank you, and to bring us all together, and to leave all the ugliness behind, to leave the demons and devils in their own background, and to stay behind us so that we can walk forward in the love and the grace of the Lord. I say thank you, and thank you, and I thank you. Back to you, Apostle-elect.
Thank you, Minister Sheila. I want to start off, you know, the program with something different. You know, this is Memorial Day weekend. So because this is Memorial Day weekend, do you have something that
you do in remembrance of not just your family, but to celebrate the holidays, or what's a memorial thing that you do, a traditional thing? Can you share something that you do? Is there a certain prayer that you pray? What do you do for Memorial Day? Anyone, you can share. Did you want to share something for Memorial Day?
Well, I guess I can. This is Mr. Brandon. Yes, for Memorial Day, yeah, I try my best to celebrate my mother, because that's really probably been the biggest military veteran in my life, as well as my grandfather. I just try to celebrate them and love them and honor them, and even some of my friends who are currently serving, just telling them that I appreciate it.
Wow. What about you? Okay. Well, one of the things that I do while we're waiting for to see if anyone on the phone does anything, I really try to, as Minister Brandon said, remember my dad. My dad, you know, he was in the service, and I like my Uncle George was in the service. So I have uncles that were in the military. I have my cousin, Carrie, who was in the military but also died. And so I have a number of people that are in my family that are veterans. And, you know, myself, I'm a veteran, so I'm grateful that God allowed me to make it through the war zone and so much more. I mean, there's so much racism in the military that many of us don't know about. And so we're hearing about the racism now, but just think, when I was in, it was really, really, really something else. So although I had that experience, I was still allowed and protected by God. And that really blesses me, because the systemic racism that we're dealing with in the governments and different things, they're not new. A matter of fact, remember, they used to be worse. Many of us did not deal with it like our great-great ancestors, but there are some memorial things that we remember, not because of their positiveness, but because how they reminded us that we were more than conquerors. So is there anyone else before I go on that wants to remember or memorialize a parent, a sister, a brother? And don't feel rushed. Just go ahead, because this is Memorial Day weekend. We want to remember our, like my brother Billy, and then my nephew who just died of a heart attack, Stephen, and we're going to do his service on the 1st. So who do you want to remember? Who do you want to call out their name on today and some of the great things that they've done in your life? Because some people are great examples of love. I could just go on and on and on. But I'm going to stop right now and allow our people on the call to do so.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Minister Sylvia Kaiser. I would like to say what I do for Memorial Day is I enjoy getting with my family to remember our loved ones that Apostle-elect just spoke of, Minister Brandon just spoke of, and for us to get together and do what our mom, which is their grandmother, Minister Brandon's grandmother, but my mom and Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser, what she taught us and Minister Sheila Kaiser to do was give us flowers while we're yet here to enjoy. So when we get together to give each other flowers, we also give each other chances to remember our loved ones that we lost, parents, uncles, cousins, families, and friends. Memorial Day is a day of remembering those that we lost and those that gave sacrifices for us to be able to live the way we live today. So I'm just hoping that's not something that is not appropriate, but that's what I do for Memorial Day, because I'm not a veteran. I'm what they call a vet, but I'm not a veteran. So I would just say that's what I do for Memorial Day. Thank you.
Morning again. I would just like to thank all the veterans that I know and I don't know, the ones that have served and passed on and the ones that are still here. I want to thank my sister Cheryl, her granddaughter, is serving in the Air Force. I want to thank her for serving to help this United States survive and to learn and to bring together peace. I just want to thank the world for all the ones that have served, the past, the present, and the future. I just want to thank all the family members that have my sister Apostle elect was there. I visited a few times overseas with her, different states, but I thank the Lord for bringing her back to us because I know she was in danger zones many times. And I thank the Lord for all that is going on in this world to try to bring peace and to stop the fight, wars against one another, even the wars that we have in here in the city that is not considered as veterans, but yet all types of wars. I ask the Lord to bless and to let the people see that we can live in peace as one. I just want to thank my family that have went through it and came through it. Father Lord, I just thank you forever. Amen. Bye.
Amen.
Oh, go ahead, Minister Margo.
Okay, God bless. This is Minister Margo, and I just like to say thank God for another Sunday and for a Memorial Day weekend, a time when families get together, and we just always need to remember that there are all kinds of veterans. Not just those who are in the military, although many of them made the ultimate sacrifice, but there are many veterans that walk among us that we need to make sure we honor and we give them, respect their sacrifice for being examples to us of how to deal with the trials and tribulations that we go through in this life, especially people of color, the things that we have to endure, and yet find ways to rejoice, find ways to embrace family, find ways to embrace this life and thank God for all that we have. Veterans who have shown us we have hope, and that hope is in God. So I just leave you with that and to remember that we have much, much to be thankful for and grateful for on this Memorial Day weekend. Praise God.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you to everyone that shared about the veterans and those that are in the military and those that are elsewhere. I want to remind everyone that there are so many dreams and dreamers that have shared things with us, like Martin Luther King, Dr. Martin Luther King. And the reason that I said Martin Luther King and then I said doctor is that people sometimes don't understand the struggle that back in Dr. Martin Luther King's day, it was to even get doctor, that it was to get the title of an associate's degree, a bachelor's degree, a high school diploma, school in general. There was a fight to allow us to be an educated generation because it was okay to be educated as long as I'm just going to go there. Master didn't know about it. It was okay to know how to do this or that, but you could only do it with someone's permission. Can you imagine playing a game for your whole life called Mother May I? I know some of you remember that game, Mother May I? You had to ask Mother May I, can I do this? Mother May I, can I do that?
where there was a generation and a state and a people that had to say, Mother, may I, for everything. And we take so much for granted. We can walk in the store now and walk in the same door as someone of a different race. We can buy a car now, and it could be a new car. We can buy a car, and it could be an old car. We can decide that I want to eat this or I want to eat that. And it's because that's what we want to eat. It's not the scrap off the master's table. Where in the Bible, even when God allows us to have different things, it's not because he's trying to hoard sovereignty over us. So imagine the fact that God allows us to do things that even he doesn't approve of. Now, and if you think he doesn't, well, I'm going to tell you, during my life, I did a whole bunch of things not only my parents weren't happy about, but God wasn't either. But somebody was praying for me. Do you know that we have veterans in prayer? People that can intercede for us? People that can call on for the mercies and the hope of God for us? Do you know that people take time out of their everyday lives just to pray for us? I can name some of them right now. Minister Margo, Elder Tony, Elder Tony Montgomery, Elder Tony, my little sister, Minister Sylvia prays for people. Even Stan, he prays for people. But, you know, that's an honor to have veterans in prayer that'll pray for you. You know, that's an honor to have a veteran that'll share their wisdom with you. I didn't say their intellect, but I said their wisdom with you. How many of you want to be known in that legacy of people that when you pray, they know that you're a veteran in prayer and that you can get a prayer through? How many of you want to be known as that person that can share their wisdom with you? You know, to be known as a wise person is a good thing, but to be known as a, I'll just say it, as a fool is not something you want to be remembered as. To be known as a peacemaker is a wonderful thing, because although people may not call you a veteran in and of wisdom, you are. Although they may not call you a veteran of prayer, you are. Although they may not call you a veteran of humility, you are. Although they may call you a veteran of philosophy, that's okay. But make sure they say the philosophy of the gospel of Jesus Christ. My God, one of the things that has blessed me so is that people knew my mother as a blessing. Not only could she cook, but if you needed something, she would be there for you. Minister Sylvia and Minister Sheila and I oftentimes would laugh how people would say, I ain't Belle, she'll give you chicken, but she won't give you money. And what we loved about it is that my mother left here never uncovering men. My mother was trustworthy. A lot of the men in our family, and why don't we know? Because see, me and my sister Renee, we joke about it all the time, Minister Renee. We say we're ear hustlers. That's right. We be listening. Even as little kids, if grown-ups was talking, we may not say nothing, but we were showing up nosy. We wanted to know what was going on. So we saw those secret handshakes where she had went into her bra and pulled money out, and then she gave it to the men in the family. We saw when she blessed them so that they could go home and buy gifts for their wives and their children. And they just happened to be in the neighborhood. Their wives didn't even know it, but my mother never uncovered them. And I've learned since I've been here that there are men in our family that have called me and they've done, you know, confided in me. And I realized I picked up a trait from a veteran, that's my mother, that I needed to be that person that could be trusted. I needed to be that person that wouldn't uncover people even if someone else thought they needed to be uncovered. Are you that person? Can you be trusted? Are you a veteran? And I don't want to say uncovering so much as being trusted. See, we know that we're to cover our brothers and our sisters. We're not covering up their sins, but we're to cover them in prayer. We're to cover them in the things that they're doing for God. Sometimes you're covering people financially. Sometimes you're covering people ministry-wise. But who are you to God? Are you a veteran of being a soul winner? There are some people out here, they are winning souls from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and they don't even know it. They are people who are out here that are praying for you. They're praying with you. They know when to share a word of wisdom, and they know when to just sit back and listen. Selah. What are you a veteran of? You could be a veteran of love. Do you love the unlovable? Do you give to those who can't give anything back? Do you give them the word of God? Do you give them the love of God? Do you give them the wisdom of God? What are you known for? Do you know how to smile just when someone needs a smile? Do you know how to hug someone just when someone needs a hug? But most of all, do you know how to hear God when he wants you to hear and when he wants you to go and when he wants you to stay? Do you know how to obey God on purpose and with purpose? One of Apostle Sandra Thomas's famous sayings was, when you do it with purpose. When you do it on purpose. Be a person of purpose. Are you a veteran of purpose? What are you? Tell God what you want to be a veteran of. Tell God what you want from him. What I love about God is his faithfulness. What I love about God is him teaching us how to be faithful. I'm learning on a daily basis, as Minister Margo said. Although, let's keep it real, veterans is a title that's been given to people that are in the military. We have to realize in life that's not the only veterans that we know. Because there's veterans in prayer, there's veterans in education, there's veterans in love, there's veterans in relationships, there's veterans all over this world. So what type of veteran will you be known as? I know some of you say, well, I've been in the military. Yeah, that's good. But once you came out and while you were in, was there anything else that you were a veteran of? Did you know how to pass the mantle, or when you left that position, you decided to take the mantle with you? How many of you want to share the mantle? Elijah and Elijah. So when you decide that it's your turn to pass the mantle, remember this. It's so much more effective when you can show someone what to do, emulate what to do, and then have them repeat what you did. Yes, someone can pass us the mantle when they pass on, but sometimes some of the mistakes or some of the errors or some of the things that we could do wrong, if that mentor is still here to educate us and to help us, is such more effective. I love how I see the ministers and that are connected with Smile 3, how they're mentoring their nieces and their nephews and their people that they're in the church with. I know many of you may not know it, but you are a veteran. You're a veteran in the gospel of Jesus Christ. You're a veteran in the prayers and intercession that God has taught you. You are a veteran in your family. You show people how to cook, how to make cornbread. You know what? I've been some places and I ate some people's cornbread. It was so nasty that I could tell not only did they not have a veteran show them how to do it, maybe the person that showed them how to do it didn't know what they were doing. So I'm saying that everything that we teach people may not always come out the way somebody likes it, because maybe someone likes their cornbread with extra salt and all of that. And maybe someone likes their, I never heard of this, but I'm just using it as an example, their chicken with sugar sprinkled on it. I mean, I don't know. But what is that thing that's unique to what you do? What is that thing that's a unique thing that you do when you're teaching? What is that thing that you say that people remember you from? I have a supervisor that I have, and the one thing I always remember she said was, seriously? And it was so amazing that years after she retired, everyone remembers that if you said something that didn't make sense to her, she would just come out and say, seriously? And so we would joke about it and say, so-and-so, whenever you said something that didn't make sense, she always said, seriously? And guess what? Some of my workers reminded me of something that I do. And it amazed me because they noticed that they started doing it. And it wasn't anything that's so spectacular, but I thought to myself, I really, really, really need to make sure that what people are doing, not only do I know that they're doing it because of something that I've done, but that that thing that I do would show homage to God. In 2 Samuel, the first chapter, it talks about how David paid homage. It talks about, even this is about during the 2 days in Ziklag, it talks about how he paid homage even to Saul. You know, every time you pay a tribute to someone, it may not be because of how they did right towards you, but how God told you to do right towards them. So if you're paying homage to someone and you're memorializing someone, make sure that you let people know how that person has touched your life. Make sure you let someone know how that person has done or said something that blessed you beyond all repair. It's okay to say that my best friend used to do this and I decided to do that. At the end of my signature block at work, it was probably back in 2005, I started writing Smile, and each initial, the S, the M, the I, the L, and the E, actually had a word and a sentence that it was connected to. So if you ever see my signature, you'll see that smile has a meaning. Yes, Smile 3E has a meaning as far as ministry, but smile has a meaning. And then you would see another word right under that that says team. And the T, the E, the A, and the M have meaning. And that's the one I'm going to share with you on today. And it says, together, everyone achieves more. How many of us want to do things together? How many of us want to be known as a person that wants the team to achieve more? Many people work like they're on an island. Many people behave like they're on an island. Many people actually want to act like they're on an island. But God created us to fellowship with him. It dates back to Adam and Eve. So your fellowship, is it virtual? That's okay. Your fellowship, is it physical? That's okay as well. But are you fellowshipping on purpose or just to go through the motions so that you can say you've done this or you've done that? Make sure that when you come together, you're known as a peacemaker, a lover, not as the world knows it, but a lover as God declares it. I was talking with some family on a few occasions ago, and not even too recently, and we were talking about how there was someone who no one really cared for, and everyone would do any and everything in order to exclude this particular person. So now that person is a veteran of gossip and lies. That's not a positive thing that you want to be remembered as. Because remember, a veteran is someone that has done something and they're memorialized about that thing that they do. So I would ask that we would be memorialized with things that will bring God glory, because that is such a sad pull of Jesus Christ, that you would say, God, change my veteran status. Ah, God, I just want to thank you. That's what I've been asking God. God, I want to be remembered as someone that loved you, that loved my family. See, I won't tell you the lie that so many people have sown and told. I don't have a history of my family or friends of always treating me right. I don't have a history of them speaking well of me all the time. I don't have a history of them supporting me all the time. I don't have a history of them doing this, that, or that in a positive nature. But what I do have a history of is even in that I still love them. My mother taught me that. Yes, when we grew up on the west side of Chicago and people would talk about roaches and rats and mice in our house, they weren't trying to help us. Because, see, one of the things I learned from my mom is there was a person at church who was wearing the same clothes over and over and over again. So God said, don't talk about them, buy them. There was a lady coming in with clothes that appeared to be, you know, inappropriate for church. My mother would have taught me, so I did it. And God also taught me. I bought her those clothes that were appropriate. There were times when people were hungry, like I had been before. I fed them. Knowing that I did these things wasn't because I was so great, but it was because of a testimony that my mother shared with us many times, and something that Apostle Sandra Thomas's mother told her, and God told her, if you know how to do things so right, and the people in church aren't doing what they're supposed to do so right, you do it. So I've learned, instead of complaining about stuff or being messy about stuff, just do it. And don't do it in a public showing so that everybody sees that you do it. But do it unto God. And so I remember when, and I know people say, well, if you tell this now, when you get to heaven, there's a possibility that you won't get rewarded for that. That's okay. If what I say on today can help somebody, I'm going to say it. If you buy the church a bus, so you buy the church this or that, or you give this to someone, or you give that to someone, and you do it in secret, and then they openly share it amongst the congregation, you didn't do that. They did it. But if you're doing the things to be seen, ask God to take that away from you. Ask God to take that haughty, vain spirit away. Ask God to show you how to do things in secret so that he can reward you openly. I'm learning so much. I realized that for a season in my life, God had to teach me how not to be used. I want you all to hear that. He had to teach me how not to be used. You can be such a charitable person until the word gets around and people know when to cry. They know when to throw on the actor's cloak and how to get things from you. Well, God had to teach me, if you don't hear me, wait, say no, or don't do it until the time and the season that I tell you to do it. Because we know that a no today doesn't mean a no tomorrow. So if I say no to you today, it doesn't mean no tomorrow. Well, if you're a veteran of giving, and you haven't disciplined your giving, I want to help someone on today, including myself. God will allow things to happen so that you're not able to give until you know how to give when he says to give. There are some things and some people that God will tell you to give to them, knowing that they may not use it appropriately. Because sometimes he's teaching them a lesson on the user part. Let's allow God to be God and us to be his sons and his daughters. And the memorial on today is hearing and obeying God. The memorial on today is paying homage to God. The memorial on today is knowing that any and everything that you do must give God glory. The memorial on today is that if God was the example of a veteran to one of us, none of us could fulfill it. For God is sovereign. God is loving and kind. God is consistent. God is transparent. God is God. God is powerful. God is peace. God is strength. God is merciful. God is gracious. If we wanted to see a veteran on today of what we could be on this side of heaven, Dr. Martin Luther King, Lula Seabury, George Seabury, Hughie Kaiser, Mother Irene Seabury, Apostle Sandra Thomas, Pastor Fred. I could go on and on and on. Sister Cookie. I could go on and on and on. Sister Love. I can go on and on and on. My own sweetie. I could go on and on and on. Bishop Hilton. I could go on and on and on. Some of them were veterans in the military, and some of them were veterans in the greatest military, the Army of God, the Air Force of God, the Marines of God, the Coast Guards of God. God is everything we need when we need him to be. And he's given us parents, brothers, aunts, uncles, cousins that are great examples of being Christ-like. But what I love about them is they're not perfect. They show you the grace of God and the mercy of God, even in the things that were not pleasing to God. When people tell you that they were quick to repent, or that they repented over the years, or that they're asking God to change their appetite for this or that, that's awesome. They're not trying to be this self-righteous person that doesn't do anything wrong in everyone's eyesight, but they're being transparent enough to come before you to say, yes, God forgave me for that. Yes, God forgave me for that too. Yet God is still training me on that. Oh, yes, that right there, I'm still under construction. Mm-hmm. That right there, yeah, uh-huh. When that person did such and such, I almost cussed. Uh-huh. They'll be that honest with you. Someone will say, oh, well, I did, but I asked God for forgiveness. I asked him to take the appetite away from me to want to give people a piece of their mind, as they say, or just say. Veterans are every person that's willing to say, God did it. God did it. I know you may say, well, I don't agree with you on that. Well, that's because in this scenario, a veteran isn't a person that's been in the military and now isn't, but a veteran is a person that knows how to emulate God. Are you being Christ-like? Are you doing that thing that God told you to do? Well, if you are, I want to learn from you. I want to learn how to love the unlovable. I want to learn how to be merciful to those that people would say they needed to do this or they needed to do that because what they did was wrong, so they should have gotten this. They should. I want to learn how to give mercy when people say they don't need the mercy. I want to learn how to give grace where people said the grace isn't merited. I want to learn how to do those things that Christ did. He said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Mary said, be it unto me according to your word. Jesus said, not my will, but your will be done. In the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. Take back everything that we've given the devil or that he's stolen, and take it back with the word of God. For remember, the word of God shall be established. So shall my word be that goes out of from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I propose and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. Minister Sylvia, God is sending you, and you're going to accomplish the purpose that he's sending you for. Minister Sheila, God is sending you, and you're going to accomplish that for which he sent you. Minister Margo, God is sending you, and you're going to accomplish the thing that he sent you to do, that purpose. Pastor Troy, God is sending me, and you're going to accomplish that for which he purposed you to accomplish. Dr. Prophet Serena, right? God is sending you, and you're going to accomplish that for which he sent you. Prophet Antoine, God has sent you and sending you, and you shall accomplish that for which God has sent you, that very purpose. Minister Lawrence, God is sending you. He has sent you, and you shall accomplish that thing for which God has sent you. Minister Brandon, God has sent you for a very purpose that you're going to accomplish, and it shall not return unto God void, and he's speaking it through me on today to each and every one of you. Why? Because he sent me for this very purpose of re-announcing what he sent you to do. You know the purpose. Now walk it out thereby. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And I know you say, well, there's many people that you can call out their name. You have the power to call out every name that God has told you to call out. So what are those names? In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Minister Sheila, can you make the announcements and open up the lines and also pray us out?
All right, thank you. Thank you for that. And excuse the noise, but we have customers. But I just want to thank you for your words, your prayers, your memorial to all the family and friends and to all that we know and don't know. I just want to say thank you, and I just want to say the lines are open to anyone that has a comment, statement, or remark.
Well, before you close the lines, Minister Margot, again, I just want to thank Apostle Alex for those wonderful words of encouragement and insightful information in regards to what we should be doing in the army of the Lord, in his brigade against the evil one who would distract, destroy, and deny what God has put on our lives. Thank you again for reannouncing what God is doing through this ministry. May God bless you and keep you. And thank you again for allowing the Lord to use you on this morning. God bless you.
Thank you, Minister Margo McCoy. Is there anyone else? Okay, I'm going to apologize, and I'm going to ask the Minister Margo, or Apostle-elect, or someone to take over the program and end it with the remarks and saying the prayer, because the store is getting kind of crowded now, and I have to wait on customers. But I thank the Lord for all of us here today, and I ask that we all pray and keep each other one in mind with love. Amen.
Amen. This is Cecilia. I'm back. So tomorrow is the 31st of May. That means it is the fifth Monday. We have the awesome privilege of having Iron Sharpening Iron with Minister Lawrence, and he is going to be our fifth Monday minister for Iron Sharpening Iron, and that's at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And don't forget, you know, I'll go backwards on next Sunday. You'll have the awesome privilege of hearing us and whatever the Lord has given us on the first Sunday of the month, which is 9:30 a.m., and that's Central Standard Time, or 10:30 a.m., and that's Eastern Standard Time. And then on Fridays, oh, my goodness. I don't know if you got to hear on Friday night, but the prophet, oh, he preached, he teached, and he prophesied, and God used him mightily. So if you're able to go back and listen to those archives, please do. And, I mean, go back and listen to all of the ministers that minister, and I'm going to come back to that, too. So on Friday nights, it's 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But on these Monday services, don't miss it. And if you do, don't forget to go back into the archives. Some of them go live on Facebook, and some of them are on Blog Talk, and some of them are on both. So do yourself a favor. I didn't say do God a favor. Do yourself a favor. Go back and listen to those messages from Minister Margot. Go back and listen to those messages from, you know, Prophet Antoine. Go back and listen to those messages from Dr. Serena Wright. Go back and listen to those messages from Pastor Choi. Please bless yourself. There are so many nuggets in the teachings and the preachings and the messages that they have on love, on transparency, on the word of God, on the life that they've lived and the things that God has not only delivered them from but has brought them out of. And it's a word in there just for you. You can listen to one message. I'm going to use Minister Margot for an example. You can listen to one message that she may have preached in February of this year or March of this year or April of this year, and it could have a nugget in there on this week and another nugget on next week and another nugget on the next week. So you want to listen to the messages and then listen to them again, because sometimes the nuggets you got last time will get built on for the next nugget, or it'll be a whole different nugget. So I'm just here to tell you, don't miss out. Oh, and I don't even want to forget about Elder Tony and her husband, Minister Ron. They're teaching on marriage. They're teaching on children. There is nothing that's being taught that isn't about the whole gamut of things that we deal with, whether it's temptations, whether it's dealing with mercies, or whether it's dealing with marriage or children. Whatever it is, you can find it on a Sunday, a Monday, and a Friday. And that's from God. It's not from us. Call in and hear what thus say the Lord, and God is going to bless you. Thank you. Minister Margo, are you able to pray us out on today?
Okay, certainly. It will be my privilege.
Amen.
Lord and Jesus, we thank you for another Sunday. We thank you for being the awesome God that you are. We thank you, God, for all of your blessings, for all of the mercies that you've given us. We thank you, Jesus, for his sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice, so that we will have a right to the tree of life. Thank you, God, for making a way out of no way, as you always have done and always will do. Thank you, God, because we stand in victory, knowing that the battle is already won. Thank you, God, as we go to the week ahead, knowing that you've already made the way. The doors have already been opened. The connections, the divine connections that we need have already been established. Thank you, God, for making the way. Thank you for opening the doors. Thank you, Jesus, for being there, because you said we're never alone. You'd never leave us or forsake us. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. You have been so good to us. We ask you to bless every listener that's listening now, everyone who will listen in the future. Bless your children, God, as we reach for you, as we search for you, as we look for you, as we lean on you. And we know, without a doubt, that you are there for us, and we will not fail, but prevail, because your word is set in the heavens, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, we go forward in strength and in your love. Be blessed of God. Look to him. Don't be discouraged. Be encouraged in God. Amen and amen.
Amen. And don't forget, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We agree with Minister Marco's prayer. Remember, she said, go forth in Jesus' name. Until tomorrow night, for Iron Sharpening Iron. Bye-bye.